what we've learned is to manage our time very, very carefully, because we've had over 7 rounds, Kyle. We've had almost 40,000 original stories submitted to us. And you can imagine, I can't do a back of the envelope calculation quickly enough, but that's a lot of reading, 3 minutes times 40,000 stories. So we've also, in all seriousness, we've learned that the best challenges in previous rounds have been the ones that allow listeners to take the story in wildly different directions. So, for example, we had one round, it was a great round. Michael Cunningham was our judge, the novelist Michael Cunningham. And his challenge was that each story had to begin with a line, "Some people swore that the house was haunted." Mm-hmm. It was great. We got amazing stories, including the winning story, Roost, by a fellow named Zach Brockhaus. The problem was that almost all the stories were about haunted houses. So so this time around, we worked with our judge, Luis Alberto Urrea, who is also a wonderful novelist, author of The Hummingbird's Daughter. And he has thrown out a challenge that we think does the trick.
One thing that I've noticed in the previous 7 rounds is how fun it sounds the judges are how much fun it sounds like the judges are having.
And you can't imagine how much fun we have doing it. I mean, we are a small staff for a national radio program. We have 6 people who put on 2 hours of radio every weekend, and we love what we do, and we work hard. You know, we've got to cover everything from Iran to Congress to, you know, to faith and religion to sports and everything in between. And 3-minute fiction is something that is really a labor of love for all of us and for the judges who have appeared on the program in the past. I mean, we've had amazing novelists, Ann Patchett and Michael Cunningham and Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie in this round. Luis Alberto Urrea, I mean, you know, Pulitzer Prize winners and National Book Award winners. I mean, incredibly gifted, talented writers who are essentially coming on, reading through stories that we sort of pass along to them, because they can't obviously read. We get 5,000-6,000 stories around. And that author is then offering up advice to the winning story, and the winners in the past have not been, these are not professional writers. These are ordinary listeners. These are ordinary Americans who just decided, you know, I can write 600 words. I can write a story that can be read in under 3 minutes. And that's what's been happening.
You know, I think there are two kinds of people. People who hear 3 minutes, 600 word limit and are incredibly intimidated, and then the people you mentioned who hear 3 minutes, 600 words and say, caution to the wind, let's just try.
Yeah, absolutely. And the idea behind limiting it to 3 minutes, or I should say 600 words, because some of the stories, when they're read, are 3 minutes and 5 seconds or 3 minutes and 20 seconds, is that I wanted something that was doable. You know, I wanted when I started the contest almost 3 years ago on Weekends and All Things Considered, I wanted a way for listeners to feel like they were really contributing to the show in a very substantive way, where they could feel like, you know, this is a show I listen to, but it's also a show that I create content for. Hmm. And that's really what's happened. I mean, we have received tens of thousands of these stories, and I think in part because a lot of people, yeah, there are definitely people who are intimidated by the idea of writing original fiction. But I think there are a lot more people who say, you know, I can do 600 words. I can write that. I can take an hour and try to crank something out. And the vast, vast majority of people who submit stories have never written anything, have never been part of a writing competition. And that's not really the idea. The idea isn't, you know, to find the next Hemingway. It's really to sort of get people excited about writing and about their own creativity, and also, you know, to sort of feel like they're part of our program. Because here I am, I'm talking to you from Washington, D.C., behind a microphone. I don't get a chance to meet our listeners all the time because I, you know, like a lot of folks who listen to the program, I'm a parent, I've got kids, and I'm taking them to school, and I'm dealing with school lunches, and then I'm hosting the program, and I'm doing interviews with politicians, and this is a way to connect to listeners unlike any, almost any other way, I could think of, and that's really what we love about it. It is such an interactive give and take competition that not just gets us excited, but gets people who listen to the program excited.
And finally, I can't imagine a better judge. Luis was in Fayetteville 2 years ago, gave several readings while he was here over the course of 2 or 3 days. Standing room only, people loved him here.
Oh, he's an amazing writer and an incredibly visual writer. You know, he's the kind of writer that takes you to a place. You know, we had him on the program last year, and he mentioned something really interesting. You know, he said, as he gets older as a writer, he finds that he wants to take his readers to a dreamlike place, and that's sort of a part of how he approaches his writing. So this round, he gave us this very cool challenge. Each story has to begin like this. She closed the book, placed it on the table, and finally decided to walk through the door. And everyone, you know, listening in Fayetteville and beyond and all over the country, take that line and go forth. Write your story. Take us somewhere.
We look forward to the results. Thank you, Guy.
Kyle, thanks so much.